Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We're up to phrase lesson number 20 here tonight, where we're using the book called A Letter for the Ages by Art Scroll, with the wonderful comments, insight, and expositions of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. Tremendously wonderful book. Again, we try to read what we can from the commentary of Rabbi Feuer. Sometimes we go faster, sometimes slower. Sometimes we're able to read everything that he brings to us and comment on it, and sometimes not. Thank you for sticking with us. Here in lesson 20, we're up to the phrase, Ve'al tabit bifnei adam bedabercha imo, v'chol adam yihyeh gadol mimcha be'enecha. Do not stare at your listener to intimidate or belittle him. Let all men seem greater than you in your eyes. Many times throughout the letter, the Ramban's pointing out different manifestations of arrogance. Here, he's talking about the habit of the overbearing individual to lord over others in ways that are often quite subtle. Sometimes it's not so subtle, and sometimes it comes all the way to bullying, where a lot of us have had experience with that, especially in our jobs and in our lives, dealing with many different types of very intense, very scary, and quote-unquote powerful people. But arrogance intimidates, no matter what is the form. One need not be verbally assaulting another in order to hurt him. The penetrating coldness of even a quick glance can be really just as painful of a message for someone. Really, we have to strive to refine every aspect of communicating with other people. The great teachers of the Muslim movement use the parable, a story, an analogy to illustrate the psychology of the individual, the person that is very overbearing. Think about the following scenario. There are two of the richest men in the world happen to meet each other one day. They talk with each other and they come to discuss the immensity of their assets. Each one was more eager to establish himself as the person that has more money. They began to list to each other their entire holdings. The hours go by. They find that to their amazement, their fortunes are exactly equivalent. Neck to neck, the contest continues until there is nothing left to count. Exasperated, one of the people take a small case from his pocket. 17 matches, he calls out. The other person reaches into his pocket and laid out tiny sticks upon the table. Slowly, he counts it out. 16, 17, 18. Ah, 18 matches. I am the richest man, the richest in the world. And you are nothing but a wretched pauper. Can you imagine? They spend all these hours wasting their time counting their assets, and because he has one more match than the other person, he feels so arrogant to say the other person is a pauper. Craziness. In our eyes, we should think of ourselves really as tiny, the opposite, lahefach. We should really think of ourselves as a poor person, because compared to Hashem, we have nothing. Every person, we should remember, is created b'tzelem Elokim, in God's image. Everyone has divine worth, divine value, and everyone, if they're here on this world, they have a mission. Hashem brought them there, brought them here, and we're here as long as we are, because without our will, we were born. Without our will, we were created, and we were given life. And against our will, we will die when Hashem decides, hopefully after 120 years. But everyone has Selam Elokim. Every person, in his essence, in his existence, has unimaginable wealth. Everyone has their own talents. Everyone has their own abilities. Everyone has their own unique capabilities and their unique aspects. I am not a handy person. Many other people are very handy people. Some other people might hate to speak, whereas I love to speak, especially audio things in the shiurim we try to do. I am not a really good writer. Other people are fantastic writers. I love to read. Some people hate to read. Everyone has their aspects. Everyone has their talents. Everyone has their innate abilities. My quote-unquote abilities might not be the same as anyone else, and someone else's abilities and talents are really a lot of the stuff that I don't have. Hashem gives to every single person what he exactly needs to make a difference in this world, to make a mark, and to use his mission, to complete his mission in this world. We're supposed to be the best person of ourselves we can be, hopefully accomplishing what we're supposed to do. We've said it many times before, and I keep always reiterating it on all the shows. You have to go and follow your passion, what you love to do, because that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You love to speak, you got to do something with it. You love radio, you have to do something with it. That's exactly where you're supposed to make your mark. That's exactly where you're supposed to do something, because Hashem wouldn't give you a love and a passion and abilities and qualities to do so if that's not what you were created to do. If you're a great writer, you love to write, and you love food, you love to talk about food, or you love to set people up, or you love to race, you love to use trains, all these different things, you love books, these are things you're supposed to use, you're supposed to do. Every single person in their essence has the wealth of their abilities. The physical, intellectual gifts of a child are uncountable. What then are one man's advantages over another? A hint of talent, a shade of beauty sink into meaningless when seen in perspective of the common pricelessness of the human being. I can't compare myself to you because we each have our own talents. I don't think I'm better than you because we each have our different abilities and our different capabilities and our different missions in this world. How could I be arrogant when we have completely different roles in this world? How could I be jealous when we have completely different roles in this world? That's why the idea of the house and the car, the family, the job you're given are exactly what you need, exactly what you're supposed to do. In this world, it doesn't make sense to be jealous of the queen because she's the queen of the world. You're nothing compared to the queen. Don't be jealous of your neighbor. His mission is vastly different than yours. Don't be jealous of your second cousin who has 14 houses and you have one and you consider it very small compared to his because you were given exactly what you need. I wouldn't be jealous of someone else. I'm not jealous of a great rabbi in Spain who's lording over 14,000 participants. That's his job. That's not my job. Just as the queen, the king, just as the president, I'm not jealous of these people. They all have their own positions. They all have different things. That is what they're supposed to do. We shouldn't think of ourselves as having advantages over anyone else. We have our differences, and we have to realize that he who looks down upon others betrays his inability to grasp man's true greatness. There's a very famous folk tale where there was a man who imagines himself to be a true Talmud Chacham. He arises every day at 4 a.m. to study in a Beis Medrash. On his way, he always meets a poor and ignorant shoemaker who would also rise early to eke out his meager livelihood. As the two pass each other, the former's heart fills with pride over his scholarship and diligence, while he looks down upon the ignorant shoemaker with utter contempt. Sidebar, exactly what we're saying. The shoemaker's job is to make the best shoes to help everybody walk, to get to the Beis Medrash, to get to the study hall, to get to shul. That's exactly his mission, and he could do a great job in it. The other person is a Talmud in the study hall, but obviously they have different missions. They should not look at each other in any way. Resume, unpause. When the shoemaker saw the man he passed on his daily journey, however, he felt deep respect for the man that he passes every day for his scholarship. This daily encounter went on for years and years. Finally, the time came for both men to leave the world to stand in final judgment. The contempt with the arrogant scholar felt for the shoemaker outweighed his good deeds, tipped the scales against him. All of the shoemaker's errors and shortcomings, however, were balanced by the one sigh of humility which he would sigh every morning when he looked up to the Talmud Chacham. In its merit, the humble shoemaker enters Gan Eden. So it is the man who seems smugly self-assured, who views every human being as a potential threat, a possible competitor in a never-ending race for approval. That is the person that is looking at the world in the wrong way. That is the person that is lacking the proper humility, the proper humbleness, understanding that everyone else has their own missions, everyone else has their own traits and their own capabilities and has a different ability of what they're supposed to do in this world. Lacking the resources to trust his own self-image, he's enslaved to others' opinions of him and he has the wrong opinions of other people. It is by denigrating his fellow that the arrogant man gains the illusion of relative strength. We have to realize what our role is in this world. We have to realize what we're supposed to do in this world and understand and appreciate, respect everyone else's missions, respect their roles. Don't look down on anyone else. Just because they don't do the different things you do doesn't mean anything. They're innately trained and innately capable to do things that you could never do. Everyone has different struggles also. Everyone has their own yetzirahs, their own demons, their own battles throughout their life. We can't judge anyone until we come to their place. We should never come to anyone else's place and struggles. We should realize that everyone grapples with their own things. Everyone has to fight their own things. And on the converse, everyone has their abilities to do good in their own ways. So respect everyone's missions, respect everyone's abilities. Always look at everyone else with pride in that you're prideful of what they're doing for the world and look for the good that everyone else is doing and be happy with everyone's missions and everyone's abilities in this world. Join us next time as we talk Lesson 21 here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.